Welcome back. We're here to cut through the noise, get right to the heart of things. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into something genuinely groundbreaking in cybersecurity. It's a concept called VULONcology.
VULONcology, it's a new term, definitely.
Exactly. And our mission here is to explore how this idea, this term, is really reshaping how we think about digital vulnerabilities. We're pushing beyond just the simple fixes, you know, towards something deeper, more investigative, more proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And the insights we're drawing on today, they come from a highly specialized source that really breaks down this emerging field. So let's start right there. What is VULONcology? The study, isolation, and treatment of vulnerabilities growing in compute devices and their environment.
Right, and it's pronounced VULONcology. But what's really compelling, I think, isn't just the word, it's the analogy behind it. It's designed as a cybersecurity diagnostic and treatment model. And it directly mirrors medical oncology.
Medical oncology, how so?
Well, think about the process in medicine. Detection, diagnosis, treatment, removal, monitoring. VULONcology applies that same framework to cyber threats.
Okay.
So it's not just about spotting a vulnerability anymore. It's about diagnosing how it got there, why it persists. You're studying its patterns. How does it spread? What's its real impact? Does it keep coming back?
Ah, so recurrence is a big part of it.
A huge part. And then you apply treatments, preventive ones, responsive ones, corrective ones, just like doctors do.
So this core idea, I mean, what does this actually mean for how we defend our systems day to day? It sounds different.
It is different. It suggests a much more structured approach than maybe traditional vulnerability management. It actually lays out a very clear five-step model. Think of it as the practical application, a roadmap.
A five-step model. Okay, let's break that down.
Right. Step one is detection. This is basically your screening phase. Regular scans, yes, but critically, it includes looking for those low visibility weaknesses, the ones that often slip through the cracks.
The sneaky ones.
Exactly. Then step two, diagnosis or classification. This goes way beyond just saying, yep, there's a CVE. It's about proper triage, getting the risk scoring right, analyzing the full context to really understand the threat.
Understanding the why again.
Precisely. Step three is the treatment plan, mitigation. Essentially, this is where you get into active remediation patching, sure, but also maybe isolating components, continuous monitoring of the fix.
Okay, active treatment. What's next?
Step four can be more drastic. Surgical removal or hardening. Sometimes patching isn't enough or it's not possible.
Yeah.
You might need to remove an affected service entirely or even redesign an insecure part of your architecture.
Wow. Okay. Like actual surgery.
In a sense, yes. It's about removing the problem at a deeper level if needed. And finally, step five, monitoring. This is the preventative ongoing phase. You're using logs, SIMs, baselining, constantly watching to make sure the vulnerability or something like it doesn't come back.
It really does sound like a complete cycle, doesn't it? Not just a one-off fix, but a whole treatment plan for long-term digital health.
That's the core idea, long-term health and resilience.
And you know, this brings us to something our sources really emphasize the difference between this VULONcology approach and what we typically call vulnerability management, or VM. It's a great analogy in the source material.
Oh, the leaking roof one.
That's the one. Vulnerability management keeps the floors clean and dry. VULONcology asks why the roof is leaking.
It nails it, doesn't it? That analogy perfectly captures the shift in perspective.
How so? Break down those differences for us.
Okay, so think about the scope. Traditional VM usually focuses on the vulnerability lifecycle. Find it, fix it, report it. Surface level, mostly. VULONcology, though, digs much deeper into systemic weaknesses. Why is the leak happening in the first place?
Right.
Then the focus. VM is often about the mechanics. Scanning, scoring with things like CVSS, patching, generating reports. VULONcology investigates how a vulnerability got in, where it came from, and critically, why it might return.
Different questions being asked.
Totally different questions. And that leads to different tools. VM relies heavily on scanners, patch managers, CVSS scores. VULONcology brings in things like behavioral analysis, threat modeling, looking at the bigger picture.
Okay, and the process itself.
The methodology reflects this. VM is typically identify, assess, remediate, a sequence. VULONcology uses that medical model. Diagnose, isolate, treat, monitor, a cycle.
Which implies a different mindset, too.
Absolutely. The mindset for VM is often reactive, procedural. You follow the steps. Villainology is fundamentally investigative. It's preventative at its core. You're trying to understand and stop the root cause. Oh, and it's worth mentioning, the source does point out that you can get to a really comprehensive full-spectrum vulnerability management model by integrating this villainology approach with good risk governance.
That makes sense. They work together. This distinction, though, between VM and villainology, it feels like a real aha moment. Like we're moving from just treating symptoms to actually diagnosing the underlying condition.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Addressing root causes.
So if this is the approach, who actually does this work? We need a specialist, right?
Vuloncologist. And their role is really multifaceted. It's quite demanding.
What does a vuloncologist actually do day to day?
Well, first, they diagnose vulnerability behavior. They're trying to figure out how vulnerabilities spread or why they keep recurring. So they're digging into logs, looking at how secure baselines might have drifted, analyzing scans over time, using threat intel feeds, looking at shared apps, supply chains, even reused code snippets.
A lot of data points.
A ton. Then they need to map the infection, trace how it's moving. For that, they'll use a mix of tools, scanners like, say, Wazoo, Qualys, Tenable. They correlate that with EDR platforms, think Microsoft Defender, CrowdStrike, SentinelOne. They might use NDR like Darktrace to see network spread, pull data from SIEMs like Splunk or Sentinel, maybe even use sandboxing to really poke at the vulnerability safely.
Okay, so they map it out. Then what? Treatment.
Exactly. They prescribe treatments, but it's usually layered, not just one fix. It could involve coordinated patch deployment, maybe network segmentation to contain things, system hardening, reviewing access controls, application whitelisting, a whole strategy.
And what about that surgical removal step we talked about?
That's part of their toolkit too.
Mm.
Security surgery, as the source calls it. Sometimes the risk is too high or the component is just inherently insecure. They have to make the call to remove it entirely.
Like what sort of things?
Oh, it could be old legacy software, systems that are end of life, finding hard-coded secrets buried in the code, risky third-party libraries, maybe insecure remote access tools that got left behind.
Things that really shouldn't be there.
Precisely. Then, after all that, they have to monitor for relapse. They're constantly watching the devices, the CI/CD pipelines, looking for any signs of reinfection. That means more scanning, monitoring patch levels, checking for configuration drift, using file integrity monitoring, leveraging EDR and SIEM, again, for behavioral clues, maybe even manual audits.
It's relentless.
It has to be. And maybe the most crucial part, they educate. They need to promote understanding of how compromises happen, explain the root causes, and champion ways to prevent relapse. It's about teaching that security is a life cycle, not a one-time checkbox, identifying those systemic weak spots and pushing for fixes that last.
There's a quote from a sample job description in the source that really hits this home. It says, "You won't just find flaws. You'll understand why they exist, how they persist, and what must be done to eradicate and immunize the environment."
That sums it up perfectly.
Yeah.
Eradicate and immunize. That's the goal. And the source also mentions these bonus traits of a good vuloncologist.
Oh, like what?
They think in systems, not just isolated silos. They treat vulnerabilities almost like living threats, dynamic things, not just static bugs in a list. And they embody this blend of skills, part surgeon, part detective, and part teacher.
Surgeon, detective, teacher. That's quite a combination. It really underscores how comprehensive this role is, moving cybersecurity from just reacting to being truly proactive and systemic.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the whole ecosystem. And to make it more concrete, the source gives some examples of how this vuloncology mindset actually changes things in an organization.
Okay, yeah. How does it sound in practice?
Well, you might hear something like, "The vuloncology report identified findings that require immediate remediation with additional preventative measures." See that additional?
Right, not just fix it, but prevent it next time.
Exactly. Or this one. "Treating every CVE like a standalone incident ignores the bigger picture. When vuloncology teaches us to understand how and why vulnerabilities grow in complex systems."
Powerful. So looking at the responsibilities, the deep triage, tracing sources, mapping vulns to architecture and business functions, collaborating across teams, being that vulnerability evangelist, and the skills needed, deep CVE knowledge, hands-on experience with scanners, EDR, SIEM platforms, it really paints a picture of a critical, high-impact role for building resilience.
It truly is, and it all comes back to that core idea, right? That knowledge is powerful, but it's most valuable when it's truly understood and applied. Critical thinking, like we're trying to encourage here, is just so essential with the sheer amount of information overload we all face.
Couldn't agree more. So wrapping up, we've unpacked Voluncology. It's clearly a powerful, innovative way to look at cybersecurity. A real shift from just applying patches to doing deep investigative analysis and focusing on prevention.
It really is. And it may be a final thought to leave you with. If we really start treating digital vulnerabilities like dynamic threats, almost like biological pathogens that can spread, mutate, recur, what does that imply? What new layers of continuous vigilance, of strategic adaptation, will our defenses need moving forward?
That's a deep question. Definitely something to chew on. We hope this deep dive into Voluncology has given you a valuable new lens, maybe not just for cyber threats, but for thinking about other complex systemic challenges you might encounter. Thanks for joining us.